What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hoopla Greeks podcast. You might know us from Instagram, where we post memes, review gyros, drink frappedakia, and produce Greek comedy skits. I am Tony, here with Nick. Let's get this thing started.
Welcome, everyone, to episode one of the Hoopla Greeks podcast. Today, Tony and I are going to interview each other as an introduction to you. We hope you like it. Enjoy. This episode is going to be more of an introductory episode. We don't have any interviews today. No specific topics to speak about. It's going to be more of like me and Tony interviewing each other, so you, the viewers and listeners, can get to know who we are, what we do, what we're about, get acquainted with us and our show. So you can feel at home every time you listen to us.
Love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm very excited as well.
Are you a podcast listener?
I am.
I've become one.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about like the three-hour episodes because right. I love listening to my podcasts on my way to and from work on my commute, which is about 40 minutes.
Okay.
So like that half hour to 45-minute mark is a perfect episode for me.
Right.
Because I can get two in.
Yeah.
If it's like an hour long or more, I'll split it between the day.
Yeah.
But then I just like forget what they said about in the
right.
morning.
Yeah. When you consume too much, it's tough to remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think hour and a half is good. You know? But I don't mind the long ones because there's been a lot of traveling lately. So
yeah.
Back and forth, Boston, New York. Got what, 3 hours and 20 minutes? So
yeah. For those of you who don't know, Tony is originally from Boston.
I am.
Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston proud.
Home of the Red Sox, the Celtics, and really, really good lobster rolls.
Did you forget the Bruins and the Patriots?
Come on, you guys just kill it, right? Yeah. I mean, the Patriots do at least.
Are they all four else. Of...
I'm not a big sports guy. That's one thing Tony and I do not have in common.
Yes. And like, yeah. I think that brings a fun dynamic to this.
Yeah.
Because I always relate things to sports. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
tell us about your move from New York from Boston to New York.
It's an interesting move because it's not a full-time move. It's more of a be here as much as possible.
Yeah.
I was presented a... amazing opportunity so that I have a place to be in New York. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to come out here. I've built my business to the point where I can be remote.
Yeah.
And just want to be out here and grow my network a bit more.
Nice.
I mean, New York, as much as Boston's better in sports, New York's got just a huge, huge, huge networking possibility. So I'm using New York.
There's going to be a lot of New Yorkers really upset about this.
No, they know. They all drive up to Boston when they want to see a good game.
Oh. I come up there for the food, just so you know.
And the food.
Yeah, just the food.
Yeah.
And the city. City's beautiful. I was actually in Amsterdam recently.
That's right.
And it reminded me of Boston.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
just more streams and canals and whatnot, but and more drugs and prostitution. But, not that far off from Boston.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your business.
Yes.
Talk to us about what you do professionally, what you did, and what you're currently doing. Because I know, but they don't know. They're two totally different things.
Yeah. Right? So the last 15 years, I've been running a business. It's a business where we make like custom branded clothing. We do. Mm-hmm. I have a shop that we do all the work in house. Customer comes in. It could be a school. It can be a restaurant. It can
like,
be
like teams,
a sports league.
Yeah,
they come in. We need to equip our league with 300 uniforms, 500 uniforms.
Right.
The restaurant needs to fill their staff with branded clothing.
Aprons and whatnot.
Right. So we stitch the logos on. We print the logos on.
Okay.
I've been doing that for the last, since 2005.
You guys house the machinery?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I've been doing that. And then just as far back as I want to say 7 years ago, I decided to start expanding in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Tapped into real estate. So that I can
smart
work right. a bit less in the office, printing shirts
like
and stuff like that,
group,
selling
sure.
shirts. Yeah, we're just trying to invest into like rental industry.
Yeah,
where that'll make it a bit easier, creates more better hours.
Tony Cardone.
So my regular career is that and real estate.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to us about your irregular career.
I have a lot of hobbies. Which one should we start on?
Actually, is that your hobbies now? I know you're really like focusing on them, mm-hmm. right? Would you say they're more of your regular career right now? And like,
I guess you can call them a
family business, more of like a
fallback.
Yeah, not a fallback. I don't know, that's a like negative. Maybe not, but
yeah.
But like, you're really focusing on your social. Get into it first, then we'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. So I was presented another great opportunity about 3 years ago to tap into social media. Mm-hmm. I got really lucky one day. People don't believe the story all the time. They're always curious how this happened, but I have the Instagram account called Grease.
Grease, ladies and gentlemen. Like, the Grease account.
But the word THE is not in there.
It's right, just... It's at Grease, or in Greek, papaki. what do they call it, papaki? I mean, I get it. It looks like a little duck.
Yeah.
Like a what?
It's a good question.
Rubber ducky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Papaki Grease.
So yeah, I've been developing that the last 2-3 years and just trying to see what that can become, because by nature, I guess you can call me a businessman in some ways, or entrepreneur. So
entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I'm not just going to sit there and just do nothing with it.
Yeah, you get bored, right?
So basically, I'm going to take that username and see what I can do with it. So I'm just right now just in the development phase still.
I mean, it's doing pretty well for development phase.
Yeah. But I mean, my goal to execute the long-term plan is still a bit far off. I need to build the audience a bit bigger for what I envision. Mm-hmm. So while doing that, I decided to grow a few other sub-accounts. Mm. Like a personal, because I like to travel to Greece, and I always like having my camera with me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find a place to showcase this stuff, but I didn't want the Greece page to be all about me. It's just not the person that I am.
Yeah.
So the Grease page, I share just photos that I find around the internet that people tag me in, and I'll share occasionally my shots too. But then I created one as more like a personality to that page, so people can see what person is it. It could be some random
behind
kid.
The scenes.
It could be some random kid in India who fell upon Grease,
yeah.
and is just posting Grease pictures. But like this, it's the personality. So I call the account "I Am Grease."
Right.
So people can see. All right, it's a Greek American that. Is modest. In Greece all the time. That what?
It's a modest name, right?
What?
I am.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I know sometimes it comes off a bit weird, but it's kind of not cool. It's not what I'm trying to portray with it.
Right.
So I use that as more like who I am. If I'm meeting people like in that industry, that's how I'll say that's my contact. I am Greece, rather than a personal one that I don't want like family mixed in with.
Yeah.
So I've been building that as like the traveler, and then one more account, which you're probably hearing this podcast through, which is the Hoopla Greeks page,
which
is how you found me.
Which is how we met. Yeah.
Or how we found each other. We'll share that story in a bit. Mm-hmm. So Hoopla Greeks was just originally was an account that was made for these fundraising nights we were doing in Boston about 2-3 years ago, raising funds as a side event to my main foundation, which we can tap into in a bit.
Absolutely.
But that Hoopla Greeks, after I started developing the Grease page, I didn't have time for it. So I just let it sit there. It did nothing for like 6 months. And then I like a joke now and then. Yeah. So I'm like, memes do really well on the internet. I can stare at memes for a good hour and not realize an hour's gone by.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like how far memes have come in our society.
Right. So back to the business side of things. Mm-hmm. If I see that an account with 10% of followers of the Grease account is getting insane amount of shares because people like to laugh more than look at a beautiful photo.
Right.
I'm going to now start spending a little more of my time building that.
Sure.
So now I'm trying to turn this Grease thing into like a three-legged three-legged page. Mm-hmm. And then add in this podcast as a service of the Hookah page, and where the I Am Grease page can tie into as well. And then there's a bunch of other projects that I have in my mind that are still far off from being fruition.
I have two questions for you regarding your pages. One for Hoopla, and then one for your travel pages.
Yeah.
Two totally unrelated questions.
Sure.
Explain the name Hoopla, because I've noticed, maybe it's just me, but there's a lot of like basketball related memes on there. And people might not know if that has any correlation to the
name. That's like I said, I relate everything to sports.
Yeah.
So it's got nothing to do with Hoopla. But
like the word hoops, right?
It's Hoopla.
I know. Yeah. I've already asked the question.
It's Hoopla. It's not Hoop LA Greeks.
Yeah.
It's not Hoop La La Greeks. It's Hoopla. The night was originally called Hoopla in Boston.
Just like the sound, right?
Like
a racket, like a hoopla.
Like Hoopla's definition is unnecessary noise.
Yeah, unnecessary noise.
So when
like this podcast.
Yes. So, yes. So we can call this the Hoopla podcast. So back to the night I came up with this idea for Hoopla events in Boston. I was working with one of the groups in Boston that does Greek nights, and mm-hmm. I wanted to do a charity night for my foundation. And we were coming up with names. They threw a few names at me, and if it doesn't click instantly with me, I don't like it.
Mm.
And then I put this in front of them. I said, "How about this word Hoopla?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hoopla, Hoopla, Hoopla, Hoopla."
And then they just couldn't get it off.
No. They weren't into it.
Oh, okay.
They weren't into it. But if I want something, it's gonna happen. So I'm like, no, guys, I really like Hoopla. It's got a nice ring. Trust me, if you say it a few more times, you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
And because my foundation is a sports basketball foundation,
mm-hmm.
The word hoop is in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of gave a nice ring. So it looked like there was a reason it was Hoopla.
Yeah.
So I felt like it all fell into place. So I told them, it's going to be Hoopla or nothing. So we did Hoopla. We did a Hoopla night. We brought in like 300 people. It was awesome. We did another one like a year and a half later.
Segue right into the foundation. Sure. And we'll get to that other question later.
Yeah.
Tell us about your foundation.
Okay, so it's a basketball tournament
where
we raise funds for scholarship. It's a memorial basketball tournament for my dad, who passed back in 2008. Mm. He was a strong staple in the Greek sports church community in Boston.
Okay.
So the first year, a friend of the family said, "Why don't you guys like do a tournament or something?" And I liked the idea, so we ran with it. And first year, we brought in like, I want to say 11 teams, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And now we bring in 30 teams a year.
Oh, wow.
250 players a year. Wow. We've reached the...
What's it called?
The tournament is called the Teddy K Classic.
Yeah, okay.
We have the 12th annual coming up this May, 2020.
12 years, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
Proud of
you.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, we've given out 35 scholarships.
Scholarships,
yeah.
Right?
So each year we give out a $2,000 scholarship.
High school
seniors going to college.
Okay.
And so basically, if we have, let's say, 10 applicants, we're going to give $2,000 to the winner. The other 9 are going to split roughly the other $3,000 that's saved each year from the income that comes into the tournament. Mm-hmm. This past year, we teamed up with the Hellenic Initiative, which is a
huge
organization for the diaspora. For the diaspora working for the local Greeks in Greece.
Yeah,
they run a bunch of charities there. So we gave like a percentage of the yearly income to them to give to a charity called Mazia to Pedi out of Athens.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a new charity that we added to the foundation. It's always been scholarship, but this year we added a bit more. And we've been covered on the cover of the Greek newspaper, Kyrika, 5 to 6 times a year, because they cover it daily on the back cover and then one front cover per year. And then I think even the Gazeta GR came out this year. They were in town because Yanis was in town. So they stopped by and did a little video bit. And
did Yanis come to the...
No, he did not. They had a game that weekend.
Yeah.
But we've also done Greek Heritage Night in Boston, and my foundation was one of the seats in the board that organizes it. So we had Yanis in town. 2,000 Greeks went to the Celtics game. myself and a friend got into the locker room and did an interview for the Greek radio station I work for in Boston.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. He gave us about a 2-3 minute interview. Awesome. Asked me if I'm the Greek guy, which felt a little weird. He just looks at me, oh, he's Elinas. And I'm like, come on now. So, that's the foundation. We just recently announced the 2019 scholarship winner. It's a kid named, young man named Josh Babies from out of Massachusetts. Great kid, well-deserving. We had a record 11 applicants.
Nice.
We usually get like 4 or 5 a year. We had 11 on the 11th year. We had 11 applicants.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got the 12th annual coming up this end of April, early
May. Then we'll, through the show, announce it. And maybe teams can, whoever's listening wants to sign up.
If you ever want to sign up, you can either message us or just go to teddykclassic.com.
Teddykclassic.com.
Yep. The website's got all the information you want. It's got pictures. It's got a video reel. It's got a sign-up sheet. You can sign up for the scholarship. It's a sophisticated website.
Nice. Who designed it?
Wix.
Wix. You know, I love Wix.
I love Wix. I mean, I designed it.
Yeah, no, I know.
On Wix.
Yeah, I know.
Wix makes. Like, I didn't believe.
They do have professionals now that.
They do. I never believe in those websites that make websites.
Yeah.
But then a friend goes, try Wix.
The AI generated ones?
Yeah, just like the ones you see on commercial, like, well, pick a website. And I'm like, these have got to be a joke. So I went on there. I'm like, these are actually pretty powerful now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I got another one up my sleeve, but I won't announce it because I use it for work. But I'll tell you later.
All right. Tell me off there.
Cool, man.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
Random question was, I know you for quite some time now. You always have a camera on you, right? What came first? Not the chicken or the egg, but your love for photography or the travel pages? Or did the travel pages make you carry a camera around with you?
I always like taking pictures in Greece. Mm-hmm. I think getting a nicer camera came after I had a reason to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a DSLR a long time ago. I'm lying. I upgraded probably because of that and my tournament. I wanted to do some sports photography too for the tournament instead of renting one every year and like hiring some kid to do photography.
Sure.
I now have a high-end camera that can do sports photography.
The one with the long ass.
No, not that kind. It's just one that can take a ton of pictures in a second. So like someone's got a nice action shot, we can pull it off.
Yeah, something interesting happened at your last tournament I want to touch upon.
Tell me.
The kid Spiros?
Yes.
With the
Spiros Sakas. He is a young boy who grew out his hair for cancer patients.
Yeah.
And through Kefi FM, which is the radio station I work for in Boston, noticed that we didn't even talk about that earlier. That's just another thing I do.
Kefi FM. Yeah. He's also on the radio, ladies and gentlemen.
So they...
If you're watching the video, you know why he chose radio.
And you know why they make the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, Spiros Sakas. He is a young boy who grew out his hair for cancer patients. Got a call from one of the guys at Kefi saying, we have this opportunity where he wants to donate his hair. He wants Kefi to be tied in somehow. Do you want to tie it into the Teddy K Classic? We'll do it at halftime of the championship game or something. It was all about it.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the championship game. We put him at center court in front of everyone.
That's amazing.
The lady came out, did two ponytails, chop, place. Got all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool.
Props
to Spiros.
Yeah, Spiros Sakas.
Yeah, Spiro. Good job, Spiro.
Good job, Spiros.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Any other questions? Okay, should we continue?
Yeah, whatever you want. Is there anything else you want to
talk about? No, I think that covers everything I do. Like, yeah, you can find me in New York a lot now. I'm still going to be in Boston.
Yeah.
I'm not letting go. But, yeah, just
this. I'll come up and we'll do some episodes up there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that as well.
Because I am from here.
He is. Yeah. He's, but we are both
and
from.
Where is here? Because people don't know where we're recording right now.
We're currently.
And we're in Long Island City, Queens.
We're in Long Island City. Yeah. I didn't even know that. I just follow the GPS.
In
people
the
give me addresses.
Room of a WeWork.
Yes.
As you can see, against the wall there.
Love it. Yep. Is that our address? In case we get lost?
That's Manhattan.
Oh.
Don't go there.
Right.
You'll be lost.
Awesome. So let's continue. Mm-hmm. So one other thing we're going to do in the middle of these episodes is we're going to read off some ads. We're going to keep it fun and light.
I mean, ads is what keeps us going, right?
So we have our first one.
Wait, what keeps our ads going? Subscribers.
Subscribers. So if you're enjoying this, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you're listening.
The show.
Hit that subscribe, like button.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it. Although it'd be nice because we're doing this for you. So listeners and subscribers equals ads, and ads keep us going.
Keep us going.
And it's a vicious cycle of us bringing you value.
Correct.
Through your listenership. Correct. Subscribership. Is that a word?
I think so.
It's got to be a word.
We're going to go
subscribership.
We're going with it. All right, let's read off our ad. We have, so, it's the first time I'm reading one of these.
A business card?
Yes. Everyone's digital now. Do you need to sell your home? Are you pending a foreclosure? Are you have repair problems and you just tired of calling the repairman? You're ready to move on. You're ready to move on to something nicer. Maybe you want to downsize. That's the trend nowadays. A lot of people are downsizing for minimalism.
Yeah.
So that could be an option.
Minimalism, yeah.
Yeah.
Or digital nomads.
Digital nomads. Yeah, just get yourself a Mercedes Sprinter. Pimp that thing out. If you need to get rid of that house that you're still paying, call and or look up HomeVestors, America's number one high buyer. America's number one home buyer. Give him a call. His name is Steve Papadakis.
Ah, Steve.
Yes.
I love Steve.
You can go to homeinvestors.com or give Steve a call right away.
Yeah.
He's a really cool dude.
Yeah,
I've gotten to know
him. You've heard about the company. I mean, especially like...
Have you seen those ads, We Buy Ugly Houses? That's him.
Yeah, well, the one with the caveman?
Yes, him.
That's Steve.
That's Steve.
Steve's amazing. He's doing really, like, you wouldn't think about it, but... really amazing work through this company because he gets people out of like really shitty situations, right on? Like he was telling me there was a girl who lived in California, married with kids, and her mom was living here in Queens. Her mom passed away and the girl did not want the home that her mom was living in, wanted to sell it fast. So Steve had her come into New York to show him the house. The girl couldn't walk into the place. Like, she was outside shaking. I think they went back twice because she couldn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets people out of really bad financial situations because through the company, they have the power to purchase practically any house that falls in their model.
Right. If it makes sense, they can buy it. It's not the dollar sign.
So it's cash in your hands, man. When people are in bad situations, Steve is there for them.
That's awesome. You know? Call Steve Papadakis. His phone number one more time, 646-659-6436. In case you were grabbing a pen, I'll do it one more time. 646-659-6436, or you can just press that back 15 seconds button on the podcast.
It's on the left side. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts.
We'll put the video on YouTube.
Because we're recording it in both.
And then I'm sure any podcast aggregate app.
I use Castbox.
Okay. Just type in the Greek Experience.
We're on there.
And then we'll get on Spotify as well.
Pretty cool. Coming at you.
Yep. Let's take one quick break, and we will be right back. All right, we're back from our quick break. We needed to reset for a second. Before the break, we were reading off our first ad. Nick was questioning
support
me a bit.
Support our sponsors.
Talking about
support
a sponsorship.
Our show.
And show, telling you how you can find us.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, YouTube, etc., Spotify. So, Nick... You gave me the business with all those questions, so now I got to flip it back on you.
Shoot.
How did we meet?
What do you want to know?
I wonder how we met.
You want to know how we met?
Yes.
It's a dark and stormy night.
Yes, it was.
some of you may not know. Most of you probably don't, actually. I am an artist and a designer, and that's real.
What kind of artist? You paint
real work.
Like, what kind of, what's your favorite? What part of? What kind of artist?
What kind of artist? Yeah. I'm a painter.
Okay.
Yeah. I use acrylic and oil.
See how the camera people, they're yeah, like, was that a fake acknowledgement? Because you obviously knew what he does.
Yeah.
I had to
Give
you the whole, oh, that sounds interesting, man.
So
you're a painter.
Yeah, you can see my work on my art page on Instagram. It's at DRDOPE.
Pending
a change, but
for now, it's still DRDOPE.
Yep, Dr. Dope.
Let's go.
Yeah, the doctor of really cool things, right?
Yeah.
My whole life has been, as an artist at least, is about making things aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
And as a designer. So I approached you for a sponsorship opportunity that was thrown your way.
Mm-hmm.
You and a bunch of other Greek pages.
Yep.
You were one of the few that responded.
I'm the only one that took the bait.
Yeah, no. It would have been a good thing for
it. It would have.
Yeah, but the...
You want to share what it
was?
Yeah,
I'll go into it without mentioning any names.
Yep.
There was an establishment in Astoria.
Yep.
And I was approached by them, actually, to paint a mural on the exterior wall near the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great. In order to raise funds for it, what I can do is next to this portrait of a person, we never really decided who it was going to be.
Right.
I can, write out just like people's names or like Instagram handles or whatever.
Yep.
And people can pay for those spots and they could raise funds for, whatever we needed to paint, my time and things like that. It was great. Tony was on board. He was even going to come and help me record it. Remember?
We're going to do a time lapse.
Yeah, we're going to do a time lapse.
That would have been a cool piece.
It would have been great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, business is the way it is.
Right.
And the place no longer exists.
Right.
But you and I remained in contact, and a bit of a friendship has flourished.
Yep.
We get together regularly, I'd say. We attend events together here in New York, Greek-related events. And we've also recorded several comedic skits together on video.
Which there'll be more of.
Which will there will be more. This is a comedic video.
I have a script ready for part three. Don't worry.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
We shot a couple.
One of my favorite ones was Words with Greeks.
That was good. Yeah. Oh no. So we did a third one. Yeah, you're right. We've done three.
I haven't looked at the how the views. How's it? How did it?
Actually, no. We've done four.
We've done
the coffee one.
The coffee one.
The coffee one is up to 18,000 views.
18,000 people. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Just a bunch of people ranting that we did it wrong.
Yeah. Hey, whatever gets it going, man.
That's the biz, the model of social media. Yeah, get people to comment.
So we've been doing like these small social media projects together now. And now this podcast, which I am super excited about.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah.
So, an artist... But you've also now taken that artistry further than just painting.
I went digital.
Tell me about
that. I went
digital.
So how I got into... let me just back it up real quick. I want to tell them what I do first.
Sure.
I am a user experience and user interface designer.
You want to explain that for someone who has no idea what you just said?
It's not very easy to explain, but basically what I do is I take human psychology along with some other things like color theory and whatnot, and I intertwine them with aesthetics and usability, right? So I make sure a website or an app is easy to use and easy to learn from a user perspective.
Okay.
Easy to navigate, and it's and it's not more than what it's supposed to be.
Sure.
Right. So I work for the United States Tennis Association, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this. I'm going to say it anyway. Their websites aren't that great.
Right.
Their apps aren't that great.
Okay.
Some apps are actually new to the market or not. Damn, I shouldn't be saying these things.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so if you look at their website,
yeah.
I, behind the scenes, am working to improve them.
Okay.
Me and my team.
All right.
We're a team of two designers for the whole country, and we're working on a larger digital team. It's part of a larger marketing team. And we're bringing the fire, man, to the USTA's digital identity and properties.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I design apps also on the side with my brother.
Tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, yeah.
Because you mentioned that we go to networking events, and this is what you represent at these networking events.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me a bit.
I represent Bro Code.
Bro Code.
Yeah, Bro Code. Me and my brother...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I see. Bro Code. Except I don't code. I just...
He codes?
He's a programmer, yeah. He's a, I design. I make them. And then I send them to him.
Was coding something he's always been a part of?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, recently. So what? Now we're going to go back, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had an app idea, he and I. And we did not know how to make apps, because we were in construction,
yeah,
both of us, right? And so we looked up how we can get it done. We were actually approached by one company who, like, my brother, I guess, gave him his phone number. They called us, and we're like, yeah, let's do it, right? Because we got so excited. Naive in the industry, didn't know how it worked. And we got burned, man. We got burned hard for a lot of money, and we ended up empty-handed and empty-pocketed. Is that a thing? Just go with it.
Yeah, just go.
So yeah, we're like, you know what? Screw this.
The producer's looking at me, says that looks great. Just keep
going. Yeah,
just keep going.
Producer.
Yeah.
Is that me?
He says it looks great.
Looks good.
Keep them talking. That's all I...
Yeah, so we're like, you know, screw this. We're going to school. My brother became a programmer. And me, having that art background, went down the design route. And fast forward like 4 years now. Working 9 to 5 for... the tech department of a large organization.
Okay.
My brother's doing his programming.
How much time does your brother spend on coding? A lot?
Yeah. He's on the front of the computer like 16 hours a day.
Okay.
He's obsessed.
Yeah. He's
hooked. He's hooked. Yeah.
And then you guys are obviously developing apps through this now.
Yeah. So we do like our own thing on the side there.
Awesome.
Just him and me. We have some friends who sometimes, if the work gets...
Too much.
We
can outsource things.
We'll outsource them, but they're like in California. They're not overseas somewhere. We'd never do that because it was done to us.
But for the most part, you feel you two can
control it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we take our time and we build good stuff. You know, the latest technology, the latest code for the latest devices, the latest design practices. And that's us, man. We build apps for people.
It's awesome.
So our mission is to... not let people get burned the way we did.
That's...
No.
Well said. No. Let's shift things to Greece and Greek. You are...
Yeah.
You want to tell everyone where you're from in Greece?
Yeah, well, I was born here in Flushing, Queens.
Okay.
People like to get technical like that, but my parents are both from Kalymnos. Kalymnos is a...
Are you trying to explain to me what Godinmus is?
I know.
I'm also from Godinmus. Half my side.
Half my side. So for those
we did not know this when we met.
Yeah, that was just an extra kicker.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it was serendipitous. So
and then your brother, last time we saw him, had no idea this entire time that I was calling him too. He just gave me that look in his face, like, "What? Seriously?" So you're both sides of Kalimia. So I'm half Kalimia. I can't claim I'm full sponge diver.
sponge diver slash
rock climber slash what else are we?
Bridge painter.
Bridge painter.
I did that for a while.
How long did you do that for?
6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
It's got to be a Kalimian connection because I...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know someone, a relative that does bridge painting.
Yeah, man. It's huge. Especially like... Because like there's pockets of Kalimians throughout the country.
Yeah.
Like Bahamas, Tarpon Springs, Ohio, Indiana, right? A lot of like those like Tarpon and Campbell, Ohio or the surrounding areas. Indiana, a lot of those... The men, at least in those communities, go out and out of town, and they're painting bridges. And I was lucky enough to be in New York, where we have a large union here, and we work locally.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at least. Didn't have to travel. Like I would go back to home every day. But a lot of these guys, they're out there like for months, away from their families. Yeah. Especially in the summertime, when the weather permits for our work, it's very interesting. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it, man. Yeah, it was hard in the beginning. I fucking hated it in the beginning.
Any funny story?
I was soft, man. I was soft. You know, like
does anything stick out?
Yeah, dude, I would go home and cry. Yeah. I was like, "What the hell am I doing?" You know, I went to college.
Yeah,
well, kind of. I never finished, but I kind of went on certain days.
Yeah, I only did
like not on Fridays. I was like, "What am I doing out here?"
Yeah.
You know, getting my ass kicked. But it grew on me, and then it like towards the end, I you know, because you get an experience, you your body adjusts, and I loved it. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Anything else I'm missing on you, or is that?
Yeah, that's it, man. We touched upon the artwork. I don't get to do that much anymore because of time.
That's the number one thing. You run out of time.
Yeah,
we want to do all these fun things in the creative world, but
nine
then
to five.
That clock just runs out.
I work 9 to 5, and then on weekends I help at the family business too.
Okay.
Which is a tile shop
here
in Long Island City. Tilesbakeia.com.
And then your family, man, you got a...
Yeah, and I have a kid.
How old?
Yeah, he's 1.5 years.
Amazing.
He's fucking wild, too. I love him.
I've seen the pictures.
I love him. Yeah.
I've seen the pictures.
So, yeah, time is limited. But all of my art so far has been for charity, really.
Okay.
Like, it's not just for my own thing. Like, so I'll do art shows here in New York City, throughout the city, and a lot of the proceeds, or most of the proceeds, or all of the proceeds, depending on the show, benefit a charitable cause. You came to my car show art show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
That was a hybrid of a show. That was an art show. It was a car show. It was a breakdance competition. We had rappers and singers and merchandise, people selling t-shirts, and the cars there were amazing. We had Ferraris and that big Eibushi GAG wagon. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
McLarens.
Yeah, no, they were pretty. They were definitely pretty.
Yeah, and we raised like $3,500 for St. Mary's
awesome.
Children's Hospital.
That was right before the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool
We're going to do one again this year.
Okay.
Well, 2020.
Yeah. We'll get closer. We'll measure
bigger,
it on
bigger
the podcast.
And better. Yeah. So what happens with my art now, because I don't have much time to just sit and paint every day, I'll set a deadline by like organizing a show, and then like the week before I'm like, damn, the show's coming up. I got to paint something.
Yeah.
And that's what got me to paint, you know. Not happy about it, but it is what it is. Mm. You know, I got other responsibilities, but.
Right.
Yeah, man. My life has just been about creating. Creativity. Yeah. And
content creator.
Content creating. You're a content creator. I'm a artist.
It's still content.
Yeah, it's still content.
Yeah. The content doesn't necessarily mean digital content.
No, right. You,
if you're creating something, it's content.
It's just the times.
It's a fancy word for an item.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're both artists, man. Like the ancient Greek sculptors and philosophers who wrote. Everyone's an artist.
Yeah. Anywho. So, I'm excited about this podcast. I'm pretty sure you are.
Hell yeah.
What we didn't get into today, like, what is the things that we'll get into the next few... As we go, it will be episodes that we're going to be talking about interesting things, things that are going on in the Greek world. We'll be bringing in interesting people for interviews, which we can learn
like
from.
Yeah, just, people who are doing, like, really cool things in the Greek community.
If we feel we can pick something off their brain that you can learn from, we can learn from, why not?
It's definitely going to be a learning experience.
Yes, for sure. So we intend to bring value to the show rather than just you listening just to us ramble. Yeah. That's not what we're doing.
And hopefully it's a little funny.
Yeah, too. Hopefully.
Entertainment.
Entertain.
Yeah.
And then, and we'll take it from there. And we got a lot of cool plans. And we're calling it the Greek Experience.
The Greek Experience.
And you could, like we said, you can find it on the Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are searchable, YouTube, and on the social media account at Hoopa Greeks will be linked at all times.
Awesome.
We got anything else, or are we signing off?
That's it. It's Kalinikta from here, man.
Kalinikta. Kalinikta, y'all.
Good night.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Hoopla Greeks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Hoopla Greeks. Talk to you guys soon.